is Parshas Kisisa. And we obviously know that this week's Parsha contains the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. And we all know that Klal Yisrael had built for themselves this idol. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Bnei Yisrael in its aftermath. And if not for the Herculean efforts of Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed. And tonight I would like to focus on two aspects of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah on behalf of Bnei Yisrael directed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Shuv Mecharon Apecha. Return, relent from your Charon Apecha, your burning anger, V'hinochem Al Hara'a La'amecha, and reconsider concerning the evil against La'amecha, your nation. And then Moshe Rabbeinu continues and he says, Zechor La'avram, remember for Avram, or Yitzchak, or Yisrael Abadecha. And Rashi comes and tells us what is Moshe Rabbeinu asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Rashi says, Zechor la'Avram, remember for Avram's sake, Im Avru al Aseres Hadibros, if Klal Yisrael were over, they transgressed the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments. Avram Avinu nisnase be'eser nisyonos. Avram Avinu was tried and tested with ten tests. Va'adayin lo kibel scharo, and yet he has not received, he has not been compensated. Taneu lo, give it to him, reward him, compensate him. V'yetsu eser be'eser, and let the ten cancel out the ten. And then Rashi continues. And Rashi says, La'avram li'yitzlach li'yisrael im l'sreifahem, if they are doomed to burn, Zechor la'avram, remember for Avram, Shemosar atzmo, l'sarif alecha bor kazdim, remember for Avram's sake, that he gave himself over to be burnt in or kazdim. And im lahariga, if they are doomed to killing by the sword, Zechor li'yitzlach, be mindful of Yitzchak Shepashat Tzavaro La'akeda, that he stretched out his neck to be slaughtered by the Akeda. And Im Legolas, and if Klal Yisrael is destined for Golas, for exile, Zechor LeYaakov, be mindful of Yaakov Shegola LeCharon, that exiled himself in Charon. Rav Meshulam David Soloveitchik asks a very insightful question. It's understandable that Moshe Rabbeinu should mention in the Schus of Avram. After all, it was against Avram's choice to be thrown into the burning furnace. Nimrod came and threw him in. Avram Avinu was not willing to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead Nimrod by force threw him into the Kipshon Ha'esh. So in the merit of Avram being Moser Nefesh against his will, save Klal Yisrael if they're going to be burnt. And Yitzchak Avinu, it was against his will. It was already determined and decided, a conversation between Avram and HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Yitzchak being taken and being slaughtered by the sword. And therefore, be mindful of Yitzchak, the Mesiras Nefesh, against his will, what he was willing to do. Under much duress, he did it willingly. But Yaakov Avinu, Golus, he went to Haran? That wasn't under duress, that was his own choice. Why is that something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take notice of, that in the schus of Yaakov Avinu running away to Haran, that was by choice. He had other means of salvation against his brother Esav. Rav David Soloveitchik, he comes and he says he could have easily have employed the idea of the Nevesh HaChayim, that if a person is mindful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einod Milvado, Einod Milvado, he could be in his living room and he could have been able to overcome the evil intent of his brother Esav. As long as he's mindful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einod Milvado, Einod Milvado, Einod Milvado, he could have been able to overcome the evil intent of Esav HaRasha. Golus was by choice. It was not under duress. He had other opportunities to come and be saved. So why is that something that's so virtuous that Golus, be mindful of the Golus that Yaakov had willingly taken upon himself? Avram, it's understood, it was under duress. Yitzchak was under duress. They had no choice. And they were willing to be Moser Nafsham for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his great name. But Yaakov Avinu wasn't under duress. He had other means of protecting himself against his brother. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, in the schus, in the merit of Golus, come and save B'nai Yisrael. That's my first question. My second question is in the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, this is an Am Kishe Oref. V'ata hanichali. Leave me. V'ichar api bohem v'achalem. Let my anger burn against them, that I will destroy them, and through you I will make a great nation. Moshe Rabbeinu comes, v'ichal Moshe. Moshe pleads before Hashem. V'yomer, and he says, Lama Hashem yechere apicha ba'amecha. Why, Hashem, should your anger burn against this people, asher hotzeisa me'eretz Mitzrayim, that you took out of Mitzrayim, biyad chazaka, b'koach gadol u'biyad chazaka, with great power and a strong hand. That's Moshe Rabbeinu coming before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of B'nai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why would you destroy this nation that you took out with great might and a strong hand? Does that make any sense? Is that going to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel better? Think about it for a moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exerted all of this effort, all of this time, all of this thought, b'koach gadol u'b'yad chazaka, and this is how the people repay me? Does this make any sense? If anything, asks Rebbe Baruch Finkel, what Klal Yisrael should have done, what Moshe Rabbeinu should have done, is come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't be angry at this people. They're suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. They have been enslaved for 400 years. They witnessed atrocities. They witnessed horrific acts done to their children, their wives, their spouses. Have rachmanos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that more convincing? If I was coming and pleading on behalf of a people that had just rebelled, I wouldn't say, look what you've done for them, and therefore save them. If anything, plead insanity. They're not normal. They're suffering greatly. That would be a more compelling argument that Moshe Rabbeinu would have come and given over as he's pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But he doesn't. And instead he speaks about the greatness of God and how he took this people out with great power and a strong hand. Now, in order to answer these questions, we have to understand the Chet HaEgel. According to Rashi, Rashi understands the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf, as being nothing other than Klal Yisrael worshipping an idol. The Aseres HaDibros said, Lo yiyeh lecha elokim acherim, anochi Hashem elokecha. And you served an idol. That's Rashi's understanding. However, the Ramban understands it not that their intent was to serve an idol, Aval hayu mivakshim Moshe acher. They wanted another Moshe Rabbeinu. Amru, they said, Moshe shahara lanu haderech mi Mitzrayim vadhena. Moshe, who had showed us the way from Mitzrayim until now. Shahayu hamasaim al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. That all of the masa'im, the journeys, were according to the word of Hashem through Moshe. Hine avad mimenu, he's lost. He's no longer with us. They saw an image of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was dead. He's not coming back. Klal Yisrael wanted another Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to duplicate another leader. But the obvious question that we have to ask is, why would that have been necessary? Why would they have had to feel compelled to duplicate another Moshe Rabbeinu if they had HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo uba'atzmo? They had the creator of the world. Why would Am Yisrael feel the need to have that middleman to replace the great Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Emek Dabar, the Netziv explains that the reason why they felt the need, because they thought Shehem Inam Reuyim La'amod Bahanhaga El Yonazu, they felt that they were unworthy, they weren't deserving of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them all of these miracles. V'rak Moshe ba'aron hochichu b'chol hemshech hazman. They thought that it was only because of Moshe and Aaron's intervention on their behalf. That's why they were deserving or worthy of all of the benefits and all of the presents and all of the hashkacha elyona that they had received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were not the reason, but rather it was Moshe and Aaron. Ki chol od Moshe chai imam, all the while that Moshe Rabbeinu was living with them, yu mushkachim b'schuso, that they were deserving of this watchful eye in the merit of Moshe, l'maylam and ateva, to be deserving of all of these supernatural and great miracles that they had experienced. It was all in the schus, kechocho shel Moshe. Aval acher moso, says the Netziv, but after he died, arei I efshar, it was impossible, sheyisparnesu, ela b'hashkachos al pi ateva, but now they felt they would be relegated to a normal existence. V'zeh yefshar. They thought it's impossible. They couldn't live such an existence in the Midbar. Only once they went to Eretz Yisrael. But the Midbar, what are they going to do? How are they going to survive? And therefore they tried to create that intermediary, that emsa'i, that middle person or that middle being, that in the schus of this being, they would once again be zocha, they would merit to have this hashkacha elyona, this divine intervention, l'mayla min ateva, above nature, that was provided with them and for them all the while that Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. Klal Yisrael, they lacked confidence. They didn't believe in themselves. They didn't realize what they were capable of accomplishing. They thought that their schus, that their merit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with them, was only in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cried out, Vayichal Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu came and he pleaded before Hashem. And he said that, why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are you going to destroy this people that you took out of Mitzrayim? Bekoach Gadol u'Biyad Chazakah. I believe that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't only pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather he was screaming loud enough that B'nai Yisrael should hear that God took them out with a strong hand and great power. Moshe Rabbeinu was hoping that B'nai Yisrael would hear, look how special you are to this God, the God that created the world. The God who took you out, He cares enough about you. This God that's involved in so many other endeavors. This God that created the world, that is involved in every aspect of the entire world. And He cares about you. He took you out of Mitzrayim, not me. I wasn't enslaved to Pyro, you were. He felt that you are deserving. You're an exalted people. So yes, Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But his tefillah, its purpose, its intent was not only to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu how great B'nai Yisrael is, but just as important, Moshe Rabbeinu felt it was necessary to tell B'nai Yisrael to scream loud enough as he's pleading with Hashem that look, B'nai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hotseisa, Asher Hotseisa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that you were taken out, that you took them out, you Hashem invested time into this people, B'kol Gadol B'yor Chazakah. You Hashem, B'nai Yisrael, listen, it was Hashem who took you out. He cares about you. It was in your schus. He felt that you are a special people. So yes, indeed, if Moshe Rabbeinu's sole intent was to allay the concerns of HaKadosh Baruch Hu solely, he would have placed the onus on B'nai Yisrael and said, take them out because they're suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. But because the main intent was to inspire Am Yisrael how special they are, Moshe Rabbeinu, as he was pleading to Hashem, was doing it loud enough that B'nai Yisrael should hear. B'nai Yisrael, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He has all the things that he has to tend to, but yet he took you out with a strong and mighty hand. Look how special you are. So Vayichal Moshe was coming to convince B'nai Yisrael. But Lamaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu also had to convince Hashem. The tefillah of Vayichal Moshe was convincing B'nai Yisrael of their godless. And the tefillah of Zechor LaAvram is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'nai Yisrael's godless. That don't think B'nai Yisrael are these meek, insignificant people who lack self-confidence, who when faced with another challenge will do the same thing and make the same terrible mistake. Don't think that. Because they are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They are B'nai Yisrael. Yisrael, Yaakov could have come and dealt with Esav in some other way. He could have sat in his living room and defeated Esav by focusing on Ein Od Milvado, there's no one else except Hashem. But Yaakov made the decision to go to Galus. And the Gemara explains, Yavo Lavan. Lavan will come, La'asid Lavo, in the time, in the future time. V'yayid B'Yaakov, and he will give Eidos, testimony on and about Yaakov. Shelo nechshad ala gezel, that Yaakov Avinu doesn't steal. Tafkido shel Lavan, the function and the purpose of Galus Lavan, of Galus Charan, Hoya Lahamid as Yaakov is to stand and to propel, is to propel Yaakov in the Nisayon, the trial, the tribulation of Gezel. Ukasher Yaakov, Amad bin Nisayon. When Yaakov endured and withstood the Nisayon of stealing, Lavan Yaid, Lavan will ultimately come and give an Eidos before Hashem, La'asid Lavo in the time to come, that Yaakov Avinu is an Ish Yashar. And Yavo Nimrod, and Nimrod will come V'yoyed B'Avram. He will give Eidos testimony in Avram, Shalom Obed Avodot Chochavim, that he doesn't worship idols. And therefore, the purpose of that gullus, of that exile, of gullus Nimrod, was for Avram to withstand a trial, a tribulation of Avodah Zarah. And when he withstood that Nisayon, Nimrod will come and testify that he as well withstood a test. And then the Pirkei Machshava, Rav Azriel Tauber, he continues. And he says, V'cheinu b'chol ha-golios, and that is as well with all the golios, all the exiles. Golis Babel, Paras, Yavon, Edom, Sfar, Europa, America. Tafkir ha-goy. The purpose of the Gentile and the Gentile nations is to lahamid es Yisrael, is to place Am Yisrael in a situation of trial. Kol golos, every golos has its trials and tribulations that are specific for that golos. V'chol zos kedei sheyuchu lahayin. And all of that is at the end of time. All the nations of the world will come and testify that Am Yisrael was able to withstand any trial and tribulation. The Klal Yisrael is nivdal, is separate, is different. Below Nimshal Chachareyam, that he wasn't pulled and swayed by all of the outside influences of that specific gullus. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming and mentioning the gullus of Yaakov. Even though the gullus of Yaakov was not taken under duress, he had another opportunity. But gullus is Am Yisrael showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are not meek. It's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have confidence in ourselves, that we are able to go to a foreign land and withstand the temptations of Gezel or Avodah Zarah or any other type of Nisayon that exile will present Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, they lacked confidence. They didn't believe in themselves that they had this Hashkocha Elyona. They grew comfortable with Moshe Rabbeinu. They forgot about their own inner power, their own inner ability of becoming great. But remember, they're the children of Yaakov who took upon himself a gullus, not under duress, because he believed in himself. He believed he was capable of accomplishing in spite of a difficult situation, a situation that he took upon himself. These aren't meek people. These aren't people that lack confidence. There's not a precedent to suggest that this is the way they're going to act from here on out, that they're never going to think that they have any self-value, any self-worth. These are the children of Yaakov Avinu. These are the children of Yitzchak. These are the children of Avram. Kodesh Baruch Hu has given each and every one of us the ability of overcoming, of enduring, of surviving, of prospering, in spite of all of the challenges and difficulties that befall us in any type of gullus. The Egel? Aberration. That's a one-time event. That can't define who they are. That is why Moshe Rabbeinu brought in gullus, even though it's different than Akedas Yitzchak or Kipshon HaEsh, because gullus is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed what we are capable of accomplishing. We are the descendants of this Yaakov that willingly took exile upon himself. And ultimately, that is what should be made. That is what should give testimony before you. Moshe Rabbeinu, as the consummate leader, being torn from both sides, on one hand, had to address the needs of Am Yisrael, had to build them up, remind them that they are the children of the Avos. But Moshe Rabbeinu also had to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael are the children of those Avos. And just as the Avos were able to withstand a Gullus in exile, they have implanted into the very fiber and DNA of their children that very same ability of realizing and recognizing the strength of Am Yisrael, the children of Yisrael. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu's godless, being able to deal with both fronts. And that really is the challenge of our lives. We're always pulled in different directions. And we lose confidence in ourselves. But we always have to realize, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. We're special. He didn't do that to any other nation. And that's on a global level. And on a specific level, we're the children of Yaakov Avinu, able to withstand any trial or tribulation that ultimately we'll encounter in our lives.